Lesson 10. Чтобы не было мучительно больно. As regards the other subject, the relation of the artistic life to conduct, it will no doubt seem strange to you that I should select it. People point to reading Gaol and say, this is where the artistic life leads a man. Well, it might lead to worse places. The more mechanical people to whom life is a shrewd speculation depending on careful calculation of ways and means, always know where they are going and go there. They start with the ideal desire of being the parish beadle, and in whatever sphere they are placed, they succeed in being the parish beadle and no more. A man whose desire is to something separate from him, to be a member of parliament, or a successful grocer, or a prominent solicitor, or a judge, or something equally tedious, invariably succeeds in being what he wants to be. That is his punishment. Those who want a mask have to wear it. But with the dynamic forces of life, and those in whom those dynamic forces become incarnate, it is different. People whose desire is solely for self-realization never know where they are going. They can't know. In one sense of the word, it is of course necessary, as the Greek oracle said, to know oneself. That is the first achievement of knowledge. But to recognize that the soul of a man is unknowable is the ultimate achievement of wisdom. The final mystery is oneself. When one has weighed the sun in the balance and measured the steps of the moon, and mapped out the seven heavens, star by star, there still remains oneself. Who can calculate the orbit of his own soul? When the sun went out to look for his father's asses, he didn't know that a man of God was waiting for him with the very crazy aim of coronation, and that his own soul was already the soul of a king. I hope to live long enough and to produce work of such a character that I shall be able at the end of my days to say, yes, this is just where the artistic life leads a man.